You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. Well, you're waking up this morning to a lot less snow and more ice than expected, and the Weather Service has dropped a winter storm warning, too. But there's still plenty of stuff going on out there.
Don't think just because we're downgraded to a winter weather advisory that we're completely out of the woods of anything in the way of travel trouble, because if we do get some of those wraparound snow showers as we go through this afternoon, early tonight, things are going to freeze up because we're going down in the 20s tonight.
WMAL Weather Channel meteorologist Ray Stajic says we could still see a couple more inches of snow before it all ends. And here's the latest from the WMAL Storm Center. The federal government is open today. Open. 3-hour delayed arrival there. Employees can choose to take unscheduled leave or unscheduled telework. These school systems opening 2 hours late. D.C. schools and Calvert County schools opening 2 hours late. And all of the rest of the schools here are closed in Maryland. Anne Arundel, Charles, Carroll, Frederick, Howard, Montgomery, and Prince George's County schools all closed in Northern Virginia. Alexandria, Arlington, Fairfax, Falls Church, Fauquier, Fredericksburg, Loudoun, Manassas City, and Manassas Park, Prince William, Spotsylvania, and Stafford County schools are all closed. You can get the latest at WMAL.com. So, what's it like out there?
The first hint of what's falling in the district comes from standing at your window and listening. Yes, there's some snow on the ground here in DuPont Circle, but there's a lot of other junk falling from the sky, too, like sleet, freezing rain. The inch or so of snow that has fallen is turning to slush already here. Tree branches of a thin layer of ice around every branch, and it's enclosing some buds, which had to be a lot more excited last week than they are now. In DuPont Circle, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Metro is open today, both above and below ground, but trains are operating on a Saturday schedule about every 12 minutes, and buses are on a severe snow service plan, which means only selected routes along major roadways. The airports are open, but thousands of flights today have already been canceled. Check with your carrier for details, and Amtrak operating a modified schedule as well. The storm here is sure to disappoint snow lovers. Our neighbors to the north are getting the blizzard that you wanted.
Over 100 million people dealing with the wintry weather. So another way to look at this, we're talking one in every three people in the U.S. dealing with some significant snow in the forecast over the next several hours. 30 million of them in which are the blizzard warnings that are in place.
Meteorologist Pedram Javaheri says New York and Boston could see a foot of snow farther inland. That depth could double. On days like this around here, it helps to have helpful neighbors.
We are asking residents and business owners in the district to spread rock salt or non-clumping kitty litter along their sidewalks to help pedestrians.
Mayor Muriel Bowser also wants you to check next door.
We are also asking you to check on your neighbors.
Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money. The Dow opens the day at 20,881. The NASDAQ at 5876. In sports, the Wizards road trip ends with a loss to the Timberwolves. They return home against Dallas tomorrow night. And the Maryland women earn a 3 seed in the NCAA tournament. They'll host 14th seed Bucknell on Friday. WMAL News Time is 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Another exciting excursion into broadcast excellence.
Rush Limbaugh.
I do this program for one group of people only, and that's you.
Weekdays noon till 3.
Just an enjoyable experience.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
In your business, you trust people who time and time again get the job done. At Indeed.com, we deliver five times more hires than any other job site, according to independent research. That's why over 3 million businesses use Indeed when they're hiring. Because getting the job done matters. Indeed's easy to use. You can post a job in minutes. You can even set up automatic screener questions to help you zero in on qualified candidates. And once resumes start rolling in, you can review applicants, take notes, and schedule interviews, all from an easy-to-use online dashboard. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, which boosts your job posting and relevant search results. Basically, it helps you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 sponsored job credit at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Try the world's number one job site today. Indeed. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Call 877-54. Pick up the phone. We'll be knocking at your door.
6:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Light volume around the region as expected, but a number of accidents. So please take it easy if you are out and about or have to head out and about this morning. 66 eastbound as you come up to 50. Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks crash along the left side. Westbound 66 near Nutley Street incident. New problem on 395 is in the HOV lanes at Duke Street for the accident there. Police at the scene. Now, not causing much of any backups, but again, you want to be very cautious and don't underestimate the conditions there this morning. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, a tree down, partially blocked, southbound BW Parkway before you get to the exit for Route 32. Currently on 270 pushing through Clarksburg. I don't have any incidents. We had an earlier crash southbound 270 at Montrose, now out of the travel lanes. Traffic is sponsored by Parker Pierce Service Experts. Contact Parker Pierce Service Experts today. Buy a tune-up and get next season's free. A tune-up can save up to 30% on your energy bills. Visit ParkerPierce.com today and see website for license details. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Chilly snow, sleet, freezing rain mix here this morning. We'll get everything, but not a bunch of snowfall and ice accumulating. Additional 1 to 3 inches of snow and ice, which are weather advisories now in effect. You've got to go west and north to get into the winter storm warnings. Of course, Loudoun, Frederick, and Carroll counties to the north, that's where the heaviest snow accumulations will be. Temperatures in the mid to upper 30s here in the district. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 31 in Stafford, 33 in Beltsville, 34 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by Parker Pierce Service Experts. Again, you can get all of the closings and delay information at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
It is 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this snowy, messy Tuesday morning. Coming up, Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel will be joining us at 6:35. At 7:15, Angela Fritz from the Washington Post Capital Weather Gang joining us. At 8:05, Representative Jim Jordan will be joining us to talk about healthcare. And at 8:35, economist Larry Kudlow joining us right here on WMAL. I'm Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson.
Well, let's bring you up to date on where we are weather-wise and what you can expect today. I mean, if you woke up this morning expecting there's going to be a lot of white, fluffy snow and you might be, you know, 6 to 12 inches of snow in the area, well, you're probably going to be a little disappointed. What we ended up with was a more granular, more sleety, rainy kind of mix of stuff in most of the areas. That is making travel quite a challenge this morning and is causing a lot of the local school districts to close. District schools opening 2 hours late. Calvert County schools opening 2 hours late. Mm-hmm. The vast majority of other school districts are closed today. Federal government is on a 3-hour delay, and if you want to take unscheduled leave, you can do that. If you are one of those who can do telework, you can take unscheduled telework and skip the commute today. That would be just fine, but the federal government is opening. As I said, D.C. District schools are opening 2 hours late. I think this morning, when I was coming in this morning, around a little bit about 2:30, coming down I-270, it was that situation where they hadn't yet quite started to run the plows. They wait a while to make sure that you got enough on the ground that you can run the plows without damaging the roadbed underneath, and they were sort of waiting there to do that, and so I think it's gotten better since I came through. through. But it's quite a challenge coming in this morning. Our own Mike McKay comes in from, are you coming from where over at?
College Park area.
And how'd that look for you?
It was a slushy mess. The road hadn't really been plowed, and it's very wet. It's very slippery, but it's not icy. But the problem I've discovered on the Beltway was if someone was passing you, all of a sudden you would have that slush up in your windshield.
Yeah.
That's thrown it out, and that was dangerous. The bridges and overpasses are icy.
It was when, at least when we came in. Again, they will have taken the chance to run some of the plows by now, and it may be a lot better. And your situation this morning was?
At 2 o'clock in the morning, they woke me up with the plows outside. They were plowing the street, and they love waking you up. They slam the plow, they slam it down on the ground. I'm like, really, boys? Really? You have to slam this on the ground? So when there were guys outside, as I decided to walk in, because you told me it was treacherous, so I walked in, and it was fine,
yeah,
and
well,
there were guys outside shoveling all the sidewalks. Yeah, well, my whole way, I'm like, good morning, how you doing?
A little different in your area than it is in many areas, that's for sure. Joining us now on the line is Shante Felix with the Maryland State Highway Administration. Thank you very much for joining us, Shante. So how's it going in the state of Maryland? What are your trouble areas? Where are things a little better, perhaps?
Well, what we mostly have are freezing rain conditions, so it is a salting operation. If you look in the area of I-270 near Gaithersburg, you'll see some snow. We have about 2,600 pieces of equipment out right now. We're asking people, you know, if possible, delay travel or stay home. A lot of schools are closed.
Yeah.
Good day to bundle up with your hot chocolate and watch a couple of movies. But if you do have to go out, you know, don't go too fast for conditions. Slow down. Don't get overconfident because there's not a foot of snow on the ground. The speed limits are set for dry conditions, so you want to go at least below the speed limit.
What about as you go further north and up into western Maryland?
Well, our western area is where we're having the snow, is where we're plowing. But the 95 corridor, I think north and south, is where we're seeing the freezing rain conditions. So we have different. We're plowing and salting. We're salting in the areas where there's freezing rain. We're plowing in the areas where there's snow. So we have both operations covered.
Yeah, and when it comes to the overpasses and the ramps, those seem to be the big problems, the big problem areas. Because, of course, the air gets under them, and it makes them cold, and so they freeze faster.
Yes, the ice is no one's friend. They definitely freeze first. The exit ramps, the overpasses, the bridges, yes, they freeze first. So we're asking people to just exercise caution. In an ideal world, people would be able to stay home and let us do our work unencumbered, but we understand that people have to go out. We're just asking them to be careful, drive below the speed limit, and exercise caution as best they can.
All right. Yeah. So I guess given the fact that we haven't had a very rough winter, y'all are probably budget-wise and salt-wise in really good shape, right?
Yeah, so we budgeted, I believe, $60 million for the whole winter. We calculate how much we spent at the end of the season. But we haven't had a major snowstorm yet this season, so things have been going well or bad, depending on how you feel about the snow.
Shante, quick question. Do you use that beet mix that everyone's talking about?
The beet mix? Well, we use the brine in our pre-salting operation, and that's a portion it's like 20% salt, and we use that in our pre-salting operation.
But is that the salt mixed with the beet mixture?
No more beets.
Okay. All right, good.
Interesting. Well, I find that so interesting, the beet thing. It fascinates me.
It is.
Well, Shante, thank you so much for joining us and giving us the very latest there from the Maryland State Highway Administration. They've got Maryland, get out in western Maryland, they probably do have some very serious snow totals getting up in that area. So it's a very different operation in western Maryland as it would be along the I-95 corridor in northern Maryland. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's an interesting morning. We won't have the big depths of snow that we had, but the same amount of moisture basically has fallen in a different form, and that's the form that can be so dangerous and so hard to predict, the dreaded, as they say, wintry mix.
And it all depends on how it falls and what layer that wintry, because if you get ice first, you can look at it and go, oh, it's snow, and the snow is pretty, and go boom and fly, because but this at least is that slush. The only problem with this is when you're trying to change lanes, and sometimes your tires get caught in that slush, you know, when it...
and that was going on with me today. I would involuntarily change lanes because of the ruts that had sort of
been... Because somebody before you had made that lane change, and so, all right, I'll go over here now.
Yeah, that's right. Well, so listen, be very, very careful out there. Just to recap, in case you've just joined us, federal workers, you're on a three-hour delay. You can take unscheduled leave. You can do unscheduled telework. Most of the local school districts are closed today, but there are a couple of notable exceptions. Most notably, D.C. Public Schools opening 2 hours late. Calvert County Schools, where apparently they're getting more rain than anything else, they are opening again on two-hour delay. If you want to get the complete list of closings, well, it's a wonderful thing we have here called the Storm Center on our WMAL website. Go to WMAL.com, click on the big Storm Center button, and as if by magic, all of the information that you care about and the closings that impact you will appear on the screen before you. So, that's good. It's a good resource to have. You should bookmark this for bad weather days like today.
And I have it on good authority that it actually is magic.
It is magic.
It is actually magic.
I think there are little fairies that come in and do the snow closings overnight.
Because they can fly in. They don't have to worry about the roads.
That's right.
It's
6:15 on WMAL.
Now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, guys. Well, you hit it. You know, varying conditions around the region, and I'm looking at accidents from Stafford to Dale City, Landmark, Fair Oaks, 270, Laurel, and out near Annapolis and Bowie. So all around the region, take it easy, whether it's slush or ice from the bridges and overpasses, too. On Route 50, Maryland commuters, if you're heading outbound near 97, as we have a crash in the Parole area. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, a tree that's down. Southbound BW Parkway before you get to the exit for 32. Wires that are down. Southbound Kenilworth Avenue at 410, but they are allowing one lane to pass through there. So if you use Kenilworth Avenue, you still can. And we do have light volume around the region, obviously, with a lot of the cancellations. And Metro Rail, if you need to take Metro Rail, they are operating both above and below ground with trains on a Saturday schedule every 12 minutes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And today we have a winter storm weather advisory in effect until 2 o'clock this afternoon. Look for periods of rain and snow and sleet and freezing rain. It's going to be a mess. High of 39, though. Winds 25 to 35 miles an hour. Could occasionally gust over 40. And the snow will accumulate 1 to 3 inches depending on where you are. Now tonight, decreasing cloudiness, still windy with winds 20 to 30 miles an hour. A few flurries or snow showers are possible. Low of 24 tonight. Tomorrow we'll have overcast skies and those winds continue. Winds 25 to 35 miles an hour could still occasionally gust over 40. And highs tomorrow, 33 degrees. Currently in our nation's capital, it is 32 at 6:17. And your traffic and weather is brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin's Cold Brew is a unique coffee experience. Small batches are steeped for hours in cold water for an ultra-smooth taste. And now there's a new sweet and salted cold brew. Deliciously sweet with salted whipped topping for a cool new take on cold brew. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
It is 6:17 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Brian Wilson, Mary Walter in the house today. And Mary, I want to ask you a question. And
okay.
I'm using this as an illustrative point. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's say you come home one night and you find that your house has been broken into, and you walk into the house and you find that a lot of your stuff is missing, okay? Obviously, you didn't have an Ackerman system or that wouldn't have happened. But let's imagine that you did that.
Yes.
And then you would pick up the phone and you would call 911. You'd say, please come quick. I've been...
robbed.
No, that's not right. The right word would be burgled. Robbing is
burgled.
When somebody points a gun at you.
My peduncles have been burgled.
That's what I know. When somebody points a gun at you and takes your wallet, that's being robbed.
Oh, okay.
If you walk into a gas station with a gun and try to get money from the attendant, that's a robbery.
Okay.
But if somebody breaks in your house and takes your stuff, it's a burglar. And you may say, well, why in the world are you making this point, Brian? Well, I have a point to make. And that is, many times we say things that are very common in our vernacular. We would say, everybody I know would say, I've been robbed. But nobody would stop to say, excuse me, police officer, come quickly, I've been burgled. They wouldn't say it. It's the way people talk. It may be inexact, but it is the way people talk. Let me give you an example of why I think this is important. Donald Trump recently tweeted out, he said, you know, Obama wiretapped me at Trump Tower.
Right.
And everybody went crazy.
Right.
And yesterday, Sean Spicer began making a point that I've been saying for days now. Finally, somebody's making the point that, well, he didn't really mean it exactly that way. He was speaking in shorthand. He was speaking in a colloquial way with vernacular. Here's Sean Spicer yesterday at the White House.
He doesn't really think that President Obama went up and tapped his phone personally. I think, but I think there's no question that the Obama administration, that there were actions about surveillance and other activities that occurred in the 2016 election. That is a widely reported activity that occurred back then. The president used the word wiretap in quotes to mean broadly surveillance and other activities.
Yes, I've been saying this forever. This is what this, all of this craziness is over the way that President Trump speaks. He speaks, especially on Twitter, in a very shorthand that is the way that non-Washington people speak. And he mm-hmm. does that in a way to resonate with people around the country who also don't speak the way they do in Washington, D.C. They speak in a vernacular. Wiretapping, it doesn't mean wiretapping. Wiretapping means there was something going on and I was being surveilled in some way.
Spied on.
I was being spied on. I was being watched. I was being, somebody was, you know, was monitoring me. And that's what he meant in a very loose way. And did he mean that literally the president ordered it? No. But his administration was responsible for it. And that's the point he's trying to make. I don't understand why we're jumping through all these hoops here in Washington right now when it's very clearly explained, he didn't use the exact words that you should use in Washington.
Right.
But what he generally meant was, finally yesterday, after a week of this, we get Sean Spicer saying basically what I've been saying for about a week. So I'm so glad to see them try to clarify this message.
It's very simple. What Sean Spicer should be saying, since he clearly listens to the show.
Yeah.
What he should be saying was, then why did the New York Times use the word wiretap in there in that the one story that they did where they used the word wiretap?
Yeah.
It's again, to your point,
it's a shorthand.
So he could bring that up and go, well, the New York Times used the word wiretap. What did they mean?
Yeah.
Did they not mean wiretap? What did they mean? And they're going to push on this because the media is going to dissect every single syllable. And if President Trump steps an iota over the line in one way or the other, he is going to be given room to make a mistake. Whereas Obama, if President Obama said something like 57 states, oh, he was joking, oh, he misspoke, every excuse in the book. If President Trump says wiretap in the way that you or I would say it, there's something wrong with him. It's wrong. Well, prove it. Blah blah.
I did the very same thing to James Rosen the other day when he was on this show. I said, well, James, you know what it is to be wiretapped. No, he was never wiretapped. His phone calls were monitored. Who he talked to was looked at, but the actual conversations mm-hmm. themselves were not recorded. So, I mean, you know, it's a very common word, and let's quit being silly about this. We all know that the president was speaking in shorthand in a non-Washington way.
Absolutely.
It's 6:22 on WMAL.
The president used the word wiretap in quotes to mean broadly surveillance and other activities.
Did you know that more homes sell in March, April, and May than any other time of the year? So why pay 6% commission just to sell your home? Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, and we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. We've already saved our clients over $5 million in real estate commissions. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting ENERGY to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting ENERGY to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text ENERGY to 321-321.
Has weight always been a struggle for you? Are you tired of trying different diets, but always left feeling hungry? Have you considered bariatric surgery? Announcing V-Block Therapy for Weight Loss. As the first FDA-approved device for safe and effective weight loss in almost a decade, V-Block allows patients to control hunger on their terms. With an outpatient procedure, you can receive a first-of-its-kind device that blocks hunger, helping you feel full and control your appetite, so you eat less and lose weight. Are you a veteran of the armed forces? You may receive V-Block therapy at little to no cost. Call now to learn about this life-changing therapy. Call 877-256-2517 or visit blockhunger.com. Call 877-256-2517. That's 877-256-2517 or blockhunger.com. V-Block is for weight loss in adults with a BMI of 35 to 45 with a related health condition. This therapy is a surgical solution and carries some risk. Please talk to your doctor about the full benefits and risks.
625, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Interstate 95 southbound in Quantico for the crash. Northbound 395 in Landmark, lanes open from the earlier incident. And a very light volume around the region, but tricky because the conditions vary from time to time, whether it's slushy, wet, slick. So take it easy as you do head out and about. And if you are thinking about going out, Metro Rail is open. They're operating both above and below ground service with trains running on a Saturday schedule, which means trains every 12 minutes. So that could be a good way to get you to your destination. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, tree down partially blocking southbound BW Parkway as you approach 32. And out of Upper Marlboro, tree down on northbound 4 as you pass 301. Traffic sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Learn how an insurance-covered comfortable knee or back brace can reduce your pain. Call 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wintry mix, snow, sleet, maybe even some freezing rain and rain in there as we head through this morning with winter weather advisories now in effect. Winter storm warnings west and north. Looks like we still may see a slushy 1 to 3 inches of ice and snow accumulating. Still some travel trouble with gusty winds and temperatures getting into the mid to upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it is 30 degrees at 626 on WMAL. Because I'm happy that the moment.
If you live in the District of Columbia, you are a happy person, apparently. Apparently so. One of the District of Columbia has been rated in a recent survey as one of the 10 top happiest places in the United States. That's right. There's a thing called Wallet Hub, and they go out there and they look at things like census data, data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and this is from the press release, and they make comparisons across three dimensions: emotional, physical well-being, income and employment, and community and environment. 30 key indicators of happiness are measured.
Yes.
And when they do that, and they add up the ones for the District of Columbia, we come in number 10.
Well, I think that's because one of the things that they rate is number of hours worked. So I'm going to go because fewer hours you work, the happier you are.
Right.
Because if you're working all 13-hour days, you're not happy. So I think that's the key right there.
There you go. So having looked at the 30 key indicators of happiness, we come in number 10 in the top 10 for happiest places to live. They do say that the top three spots went to California cities of Fremont, San Jose, and Irvine.
Okay.
And Baltimore, our neighbor to the north, this is not surprising. Comes in 130th. It is now 628.
The good news? Our business is growing. The bad news? We have to hire again.
The searching.
Where do we look?
What if we hire the wrong person?
Actually, we could use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter?
ZipRecruiter makes hiring fast and easy. With one click, our job would be posted to 200 leading job sites.
But are the candidates any good?
You bet. As soon as we post our job, ZipRecruiter starts identifying the best matches and notifies them to apply, all within minutes. Well,
all right. Yeah.
Whether
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates fast with ZipRecruiter. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by hundreds of thousands of businesses in a variety of industries nationwide. Right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Want to make money and have fun? Drive with Lyft, the ride-sharing app that treats you better. You can earn hundreds of dollars a week plus tips. That's right. Lyft is the only national rideshare platform with cashless tipping built right into the app. Because getting tipped shouldn't depend on your passenger having a crumpled bill in their pocket. When you drive for the right ride-sharing app, every trip can feel like a walk in the park. With Lyft, you can pick your own hours and work when you want. Lyft can make driving the best job in the world. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com and use the code DCRadio1000 to start off with a $1,000 bonus just for giving 350 rides in your first 60 days. It's our way of saying thanks. From there, the more you drive, the more money you keep, up to 95% of your fares. Experience the difference of Lyft and start earning hundreds of dollars a week during hours you choose by applying at LyftDC.com today. And don't forget to use the code DCRadio1000 for that $1,000 bonus. Terms apply.
And coming up, Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel will be joining us to let us know when this is all going to be clearing out of here and what are we going to be left with. And Christopher Shorter, he is the director of the D.C. Department of Public Works, will be joining us to let us know how they are handling this mess that is on our roadways and when that will be cleared out. That is all coming up on WMAL. It is 6:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. If you were hoping to see a foot of snow outside your door when you woke up this morning, you're going to be disappointed. The National Weather Service has already dropped its winter storm warning for the region. So what happened?
The track of the low ended up moving slightly further west, which brought in warmer air across our immediate region.
Forecaster Mike Musilli with the National Weather Service says colder air should filter in as the storm passes to the north. That could bring us another inch or two of snow before it all ends this afternoon. The weather was still severe enough to open the WMAL Storm Center. The federal government will be open today. Well, with a three-hour delayed arrival, employees can choose to take unscheduled leave or unscheduled telework. There are just two school systems in the region opening today. D.C. and Calvert County schools are both opening on a two-hour delay. Every other public school system in the region is closed today. It becomes clear once you hop in the car this morning that it's not just snow falling in this storm.
Listening to WMAL in your car, you have to turn it up to rise above the crackling of freezing rain hitting your windshield here in Montgomery County. There is some blacktop showing in single lanes on major routes like River Road here, but for the most part, the road is still slush covered, which in some cases could be even more treacherous than just having snowfall. We'll let you know how the Beltway looks coming up in our next report. In Bethesda, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
If you're riding transit this morning, Metro Rail is open, but running on a Saturday schedule with trains running about every 12 minutes. Metro buses are running severe snow service only. That means only on major roadways. The airports are open, but thousands of flights nationwide have already been canceled, so call your carrier. Amtrak's scheduled service in the Northeast also modified due to the snow. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,881, the NASDAQ at 5876. In sports, the Wizards' road trip ends with a loss in Minnesota. They return home to play Dallas tomorrow night. The Maryland women earn a 3 seed in the NCAA tournament. They host 14th seed Bucknell on Friday. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hi, this is Larry O'Connor, and like many people, my experiences with the dentist when I was a kid were not the most comfortable, and so I had a big fear of the dentist. But for the past 2 years, I've been going to see Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. They are amazing dentists. They helped me overcome my dental fear. Honestly, it's been life-changing. Their approach with me was compassionate and non-judgmental. You see, Bethesda Mazda Sedation Dentistry is a place where people who've had any dental fears can safely visit. Everything's talked about in advance, and it's all 100% permission-based, so they proceed at the speed you're comfortable with. They really walk you through your visit every step of the way. Trust me, if you have any dental fear at all, a nagging tooth pain, if you're interested in sedation dentistry or just looking for a great dentist, call Rocky over at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
This is such a blow to investors.
Do it right now. Breaking news.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
Are you a stressed out landlord? Don't you have something better to do than manage tenants, toilets, and trash? Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for Renter's Warehouse right here in D.C. Whether you own one or 100 properties, it's time to retire from landlording in 2017. Outsource those headaches to the pros at Renter's Warehouse instead. These pros help entrepreneurs and investors get the best returns on their properties by placing high-quality tenants fast at the highest rents in just a few weeks on average. Plus, they warranty renters for free up to 9 months. Renter's Warehouse charges no upfront fees, and you can cancel anytime. They're going to give you hours of your life back in the form of rent collection, inspections, maintenance coordination, legal paperwork, and more, all for one low flat fee of $99 a month. So let it go this year. Hand over your landlord badge to Renter's Warehouse and take a vacation. Learn more at renterswarehouse.com or call 202-625-4370 to speak to a rent estate advisor today. 202-625-4370, Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
From enjoying time in a hammock to grilling out with friends, it all starts with a beautiful lawn. That's why we designed the Cub Cadet XT Enduro Series lawn tractors to deliver strength, comfort, and the Cub Cadet signature cut. And during Cub Cadet Days, March 15th to March 22nd, get $100 off select lawn tractors. This is Strongsville, where lawns come to life. Visit CubCadetDealers.com to find your independent dealer and take advantage of this exceptional offer today. Specifications and programs are subject to change without notice.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
635 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway, there's crash now in the Tysons area. Outer loop as you approach I-66. Watch, it's along the left side. Definitely have varying conditions around the entire metropolitan area, whether it's slushy, wet, snowy, slick. Be very cautious. Also, Virginia Beltway inner loop and near Eisenhower Avenue, that crash to the shoulder. Maryland Beltway, we have one as well. Outer loop near the BW Parkway, heading through Greenbelt. Just a heads up, we have fire and rescue responding there. In Riverdale, crash brought down some wires. If you use Kenilworth Avenue, this is coming southbound. Right as you approach 410 along the southbound side, they're allowing one lane to get through. But again, light volume, you will be able to get by, but just take it easy. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Winter weather advisory is now in effect. Winter storm warning has been canceled as we may see an additional 1 to 3 inches of snow and ice trying to accumulate, even some rain mixed in there. So there'll be some impact to travel, but certainly the heavier snow is going to be west and especially north. Get up to Frederick and Carroll counties where winter storm warnings are still in effect. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 31 in Dumfries, 32 in Waldorf, 33 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by Jiffy Lube. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.
6:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. We get you covered. We got all things covered related to the weather this morning. Coming up in just a short while, we'll talk to Christopher Shorter, director of the Department of Public Works for D.C. At 7:15, Angela Fritz from the Capitol Weather Gang. We'll talk to Diana Mayhew and find out how the cherry blossoms have fared in all this. 8:05, Representative Jim Jordan, Republican of Ohio. Jenny McCord from VDOT at 8:15. Larry Kudlow at 8:35. And then we'll talk about a snowball fight that may or may not happen. We're waiting to get the latest information on it down at DuPont Circle. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walter.
What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love.
Ray Stajic. Weather procrastinator, weather prognosticator extraordinaire, not procrastinator, prognosticator
extraordinaire. Occasionally he procrastinates, I know him well.
Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel. Good morning, Ray. How are you?
I am doing okay, but it's sure more gray hair and balding, as this business will do to one.
Yeah, well, you love this. This is weather porn for you. Yeah, you love it. All you weather dorks love this stuff.
Hey now. Who said we were dorks?
I'm married to one of you people. I know.
I know.
I apologize. You just love this stuff. So, all right, when is this? We've had enough of it already. We're already tired of it. When is it out of here?
Let's see. Looking around noontime?
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, I think it's starting to taper off now as you get just to the southwest of Lynchburg, down through the Roanoke Valley, where actually on the tail end there's a little bit of snow shower activity, but right now seeing a lot of bright banding, so might see you're seeing some moderate to heavy sleet in some spots right now. Right now, sleet, snow, and 32 at Reagan National. Pressure falling rapidly, meaning the low is probably making its closest approach to our east over the next couple of hours, but most areas are reporting either sleet or a combination of sleet and snow and temperatures out are just below freezing, believe it or not. Even up in Baltimore, some freezing rain being reported. So as you go north, the colder air is a little deeper. Here in the district and around the Beltway, just west and north, we're seeing kind of this sleet, rain, snow mix, which is keeping totals down, but still another 1 to 3 inches of this stuff.
So what happened with the storm? We had heard if it goes out to sea, if it's further off the coast, we're going to get more snow.
Right.
If it comes closer in, the rain's going to... What happened with the storm? Where did it go?
It was having a tendency to track a little further west, so that would mean closer, which would mean more warmer air coming off the Atlantic. And one of the reasons why is because the storm is so powerful is that it's having the opportunity to pull in more moisture on that east-northeasterly flow off the Atlantic, and that moisture is coming off the Atlantic.
Which
milder.
Is warmer.
Right, so it is warmer. So that's what's happening, and it's just like a hurricane, except it's not, right?
Yeah.
It's exact track. Like, I think it was with Matthew when it went up the Florida coast. That may be a good example that I can think of, that the track was a little further east, so it was further away, and did less damage to the Florida coast than if it was... So it's all about exact track most of the time with these storms.
Well, the gradients on this, the little narrow bands where they're saying, well, here it'll be a 1, and here it'll be 4, and here it'll be 6, and 8, and 10, or 12, were very narrow, meaning it's a very hard storm to predict if it goes just a little bit one way or the other.
Yeah, and most of them are. I mean, anytime we get into these situations with precipitation type, and there's always questions about it. It was never like, it's going to be all snow. It's like, right now we're looking at all snow, but if we do have a shift in the track further west, which it started doing over the last 24 to 48 hours, that'd mean less snow here and maybe less snow along the coastal areas even further on up the coast. So, I haven't quite pulled the plug yet in places like New York City, but if they see some mixing, those totals may not be as high into the double digits. I still think they'll get to double digits, but it may not be the 16 to 18. It might be more like 10 to 12 there. But
and let's not downplay it too much, because I mean, some parts like Carroll County and Loudoun County are getting 6 inches of snow this evening.
Absolutely, and further north as you get into northern Maryland and eastern PA, we've already seen 6 to 8 inches of snow. So you get into metropolitan areas and it's just like, it's always where the rain snow line is. It's not just D.C., it's Philly and it's Boston because of the proximity to the coast.
Right.
That's exactly what it is.
So. Well, that could be our blessing and our curse.
Right,
because
exactly.
of it being so much warmer, it could, depending on how it goes, it could actually turn this to rain.
Right.
And it's also our curse because it comes up the coast and we get the wind and you get the nor'easter. Right. And the nor'easter, I think, is the worst part of the whole thing with the wind and the rain.
Yeah, the wind's gusting right now, 30, 35 miles per hour. So it impacts the travel,
sure.
You know, at the airports. If any flights are getting out, I don't want to be in one of those things
and
with 35 mile per hour winds.
You've got the full moon with the tides.
Exactly. So the tides are coming in. You're going to have coastal flood warnings all the way up and down the coast, especially as you get up near New York City where they've got a high tide coming at 10:24 this morning and further up the coast. So there'll be impacts with that also. But, you know, for the snow lovers out there, take a ride. Take a ride to the west or north, and you'll get there eventually.
You go sledding. There you can go sledding.
Exactly.
All right. Well, listen, Ray, thank you so much.
Okay.
Just to recap very quickly, in case you're just joining us this morning, federal government on a three-hour delay, unscheduled leave, unscheduled telework is allowed. Most of the local school districts are closed this morning, with the exception of the district and Calvert County, which are opening 2 hours late. It is now 6:53 on WMAL.
It's spring, and what sets our hearts all afire? Why, a spanking new car is what we desire. But who has the stomach to deal with cruel loans? The haggling, the interest, the payments, the groans. But with 7 years to pay off your dream, Commonwealth One's super low rates make other lenders scream. Plus, with no payments for the first 90 days, you just watch. This deal kicks all those other car loans right in the
Announcing Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union's new drive-through summer car loan. Get super low rates, a 90-day vacation from car payments, and loan terms up to 7 years. Visit us at cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211.
Don't you just love the smell of fresh car?
Visit cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211 for details. Loan qualifications and restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender. Membership open to residents of Virginia and neighboring states.
At David Vigilone's house, family time usually centers around sharing stories.
Unfortunately, in our family, those stories include prostate cancer.
Three of David's uncles had prostate cancer, so when he was diagnosed, he didn't waste time. David turned to the physicians at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital to discuss his options.
I didn't want surgery because I work and I'm active. CyberKnife was the answer.
CyberKnife targets tumors with pinpoint accuracy, with minimal impact on surrounding healthy tissue or organs. Treatment is complete in only 5 visits versus the 40 visits you need with traditional radiation.
5 treatments, and I never missed a day of work.
The 5 treatments allowed David to continue with his active lifestyle.
At 68, I still work out, play golf, and travel with my family. CyberKnife made it possible.
Learn more about CyberKnife. Call 855-218-6642 or visit MedStarGeorgetown.org/prostate.
It's 6:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good morning, those of you that are out and about this morning. I do watch coming through Upper Marlboro Tree, causing some delays here on Route 4 as you pass 301, partially blocking. Also, tree partially blocking on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway still at last check as you come past Route 32. For 270, just watching these delays grow, and I'm thinking, they have very light volume. Why is 270 slowing as you come out of Gaithersburg into Rockville? And what I'm finding in the traffic cameras, the plow trains are out. Of course, they're out and about everywhere, so whenever you see those plow trains or any plow trucks, please give them plenty of room to do their job. The varying conditions around the region, whether it's slick, wet, slushy, be very cautious. Virginia 95 southbound in Quantico, still trying to clear a crash, can get by. On the Beltway outer loop near 66, the accident was along the left side. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gusty winds and snow, sleet, freezing rain, and it's rain and snow as we head through the morning here. At least around the Beltway, west and north, we'll see a little bit more snow. You probably have to go out a little bit from Leesburg to Frederick and up toward, let's say, Baltimore, where you get into the 6 to 12-inch range on the snowfall. So we should have some impact to travel here with our winter storm warning in effect, but certainly isn't going to be as bad as it's going to be further on up the I-95 corridor. For the Weather Channel, I'm Ray Stajic on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 30 degrees at 6:47. I'm Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson. So, on the Fox News Channel yesterday, Martha McCallum had a filmmaker on with her, and his name is Jason Pollock, and he's calling it a documentary that he made. It's called Strange Fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And it deals with the Michael Brown shooting in Ferguson.
Right.
And what went on in the convenience store.
Beforehand,
exactly. And this director, Jason Pollock, is claiming that Michael Brown did not rob the convenience store before he, you know, went out and was on the street and the police officer stopped him, which led to the fight, which led to his death. He is claiming that anyone who sees this exchange knows that that's not what happened. Now, he's claiming that it was a drug deal, that he was making some kind of a drug deal with the guy behind the counter at the convenience store, which, by the way, the guy from the convenience store came out yesterday and said, no, that's not what happened at all. So he got into it with Martha. So we're going to let you hear it for yourself.
Okay.
So here's Martha McCallum asking the filmmaker, well, what does it matter what happened in the convenience store? Which I think is a very obvious question. Cut 15, Mike.
What are you proposing legally? It makes no difference whether a robbery happened or a trade for pot happened or whether a bank got robbed or he was home doing his homework. What matters is what happens in the street when he and Officer Wilson encounter each other. So why have you focused so heavily on what happened in the convenience store?
That's a very interesting way to phrase this, because I completely agree with you. And the reason we put out this convenience store tape now is so that people could get it, because he didn't rob the store. And anyone that sees the exchange that takes place with a conscience, a heart, two minds, and is not a bigot, pretty much understands what happened. Unfortunately, there's some people in America with so much bias inside of them that they just want to think that Michael Brown is a bad guy.
Totally disregarding the fact that also on the camera we have Michael Brown allegedly he was going after the convenience store guy, roughed him up. He's a big kid, roughed him up. That is still on. We still have that tape. We still know that he wrestled with the police officer. Still on that tape. Very quickly, I want you to hear him cut 16, getting really wound up here with Martha.
You're suggesting that 40 FBI agents were all
I'm
in
suggesting
cahoots
the Department
to make
of Justice
sure
failed.
They failed. Listen to me.
They failed.
So it's not possible in your brain that what happened there was what was found by both a grand jury and 40 FBI agents.
No,
you're discounting.
No.
You're saying all of that doesn't matter. Their investigation is absolutely not true.
The facts of this case that Bob McCullough doesn't want us talking about, like the fact that Michael Brown was shot in the head.
And I have to tell you, he was also on CNN, and it almost came to fisticuffs. It was unbelievable. So I think he has a little hard time making his point. It is 6:50 on WMAL.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Okay, here's the deal. Central heating and air system in your house has a lifespan that we can mostly predict based upon how old it is. But another important factor is routine maintenance. And at Snell Heating and Air, we want to be the company that helps you get the most life out of your existing system. But sometimes you just push it too far, you know? The time comes when every household is going to need a new heating and air conditioning system eventually. Well, that's when the stand-up guys can really pull through for you. We find ways to make that new comfort system so affordable that you'll feel, well, comfortable. So here's the deal. Comfort can mean a lot of things. Temperature of your house, how comfortable you are buying a new system, and finding a company you feel the best about. For a lot of folks, that's the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this store of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 1832653, consumeraccess.org.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-896-2121. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our highly skilled Washington, D.C. team and Dr. Andrew Holtzman help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. Results may vary.
It's 6:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Stephanie Shelton at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning. And even in the snowy northeastern place, futures are suggesting a lower open on Wall Street because Wall Street will be operating normally despite that huge snowstorm affecting all of us in the Northeast. European markets are mixed. Asia closed mixed, and crude oil prices are slightly higher. With more than 4,000 flights in and out of the Northeast canceled already, offices and schools closed in city after city, what stocks are most likely to suffer in a storm? Barron's says Dunkin' Brands and Shake Shack could be hurt the most. About 70% of their business is in the Northeast. Alexion Pharmaceutical will cut 7% of its 3,100 employees in a restructuring effort. Top management of the rare disease drug maker recently left after the board lost confidence in them. Facebook has updated its user data policies so that data can't be used for surveillance. This after the ACLU published documents from startup Geofedia showing police tracked activists in specific neighborhoods during protests through Facebook data. I'm Stephanie Shelton, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The good news? Our business is growing. The bad news? We have to hire again.
The searching.
Where do we look?
What if we hire the wrong person?
Actually, we could use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter?
ZipRecruiter makes hiring fast and easy. With one click, our job would be posted to 200 leading job sites.
But are the candidates any good?
You bet. As soon as we post our job, ZipRecruiter starts identifying the best matches and notifies them to apply, all within minutes. Well, all right.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates fast with ZipRecruiter. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by hundreds of thousands of businesses in a variety of industries nationwide. Right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
655.
ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. And we're still trying to get past the downed tree that crews have been dealing with in Upper Marlboro on Route 4 as you pass 301 on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. It was tree down southbound near 32. An accident brought down some wires in Riverdale, Kenilworth Avenue near 410 East-West Highway. Do watch for police direction. And everywhere, watch for varying conditions. Of course, bridges, ramps, and overpasses tend to freeze first, so be very cautious there. 270 is watching those delays intensifying in through Rockville. Up ahead, you have a plow train heading down toward the lane divide. Plow trains around the region and give those crews plenty of space to do their work there. On the Beltway, Virginia, near 66 with the outer loop crash along the left. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wintry mix, no sleet, maybe even some freezing rain and rain in there as we head through this morning with winter weather advisories now in effect. Winter storm warnings west and north. Looks like we still may see a slushy 1 to 3 inches of ice and snow accumulating. Still some travel trouble with gusty winds and temperatures getting into the mid to upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, it is 30 degrees at 657 on WMAL.
All right. So, you know, the Justice Department, the State Department is still fighting efforts to have emails from Hillary Clinton's era released to the public. If it weren't for our good friend Tom Fitton over at Judicial Watch, he's always out there working to get to the truth, and he files these FOIA requests, and he goes to court to back them up. And when he was trying to get Hillary Clinton's emails, the State Department, under, you know, the administration of Barack Obama, fought him tooth and nail. Right. And they said, no, we're not going to release them. We're simply not going to release them. And many people thought, well, when there was a new administration in town, that Tom Fitton might actually get a little cooperation over at the State Department, and that these emails would be, again, released in a more timely fashion. Well, there was a hearing on Monday, and the lawyers from the State Department in the Obama administration went into court and continued down the same track, saying, we're not going to give you these emails. We're not going to produce them. We want this case to be dismissed.
And this is why they have to start cleaning house. They've got to start cleaning house. They've got to get rid of these Obama-era people.
If that's what's going on here, I mean, look, the Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, is in place.
Right.
Does
that's
he not
true.
Know what's going on? Could he not make a phone call and say, no, we're going to change our position. We're no longer going to do that? Or is it a case of the left hand, right hand, not knowing what's going on within his own agency? I don't know which it is.
Or could it be they're on board with not releasing them for whatever reason and we don't know?
I don't know. But one way or the other, I think that the American people have the right to these emails. I think people have a right to know what their Secretary of State was doing. I think there are many unanswered questions that the public has an interest in knowing. And I would hope that Rex Tillerson would pick up the phone and call the attorneys who are representing the State Department in a court of law and say, we're doing things a little different now because there's a new sheriff in town. And if he doesn't know this, and I can understand how this would happen. I completely get how this might happen. It's something that the State Department and the Trump administration needs to rectify.
Oh, 100%. This, to me, is when you were talking about this, it's absolutely fascinating to me that this could possibly be going on. But my brain, you know, my tinfoil hat is on and polished this morning. Maybe for whatever reason, maybe they got the memo and they now know why those emails weren't being released.
I don't know. I mean, we got the sense from talking to Donald Trump that he didn't have a lot of appetite to go after Hillary Clinton.
Well, that's exactly.
But maybe that is what's happening. But I honestly think that the public has a right to know.
I agree.
What was going on here, and I hope that they change that stuff.
But maybe there's something in there that we don't have the right to know or they don't want us to see. That could very well be happening. It is 6:59 on WMAL. Coming up,
We're going to be talking about the weather with Christopher Shorter of the Department of Public Works for the District of Columbia.
And we will continue that conversation with Angela Fritz with the Washington Post Capital.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.